joined now by Chief Nyala Pilane, who's behind this initiative. Chief Pilane, thanks so much for joining us here on The Home Run. Where did this idea start? What made you want to approach rural development differently?
Well, thank you very much, Paula, and thank you for your listeners. I decided to embark on this program in order to ensure that our people also find space and expression in the rural economic development, especially on tourism, because our area is infested with tourism opportunities, and I wanted our own people to also participate. And unfortunately, they could not enter at the level where it is already, because it requires a lot of input, but we found this tourism sector of heritage legacy being the easiest for them to find an entry, because it does not require much of the capital layout, but it requires themselves to participate and express themselves with their culture and all their activities they are doing in the communities. Thank you.
You are the chief of the Bakalatlak tribe in the Northwest, and you're focusing on four main areas: mining, farming, as you mentioned, tourism, and manufacturing. Why those four?
Well, our development model is based on utilizing the opportunities that we already have, especially from the land. So what we did in our research, we realized that we have to identify these four pillars, because we call them the pillars for economic development, and they are already in existence. So we found it just relevant that we focus on them because they are already in existence. For instance, mining, our area is a mining area infested with mining deposits or mineral deposits. Tourism is already in existence because of the Bilansberg Game Reserve. Agriculture is part of our lives. All what we need is to improve the productivity so that we can develop or manufacture or produce that is more than what we can have. So and then we take that access into the market, and automatically then we'll be coming into commercial farming. And then manufacturing, we have factories, old factories that were very vibrant during the former Botswana, and those factories have collapsed, but we feel that it's still a resource because there's already infrastructure, much as it could have been vandalized, that at least the foundation is there. So that's how we decided to use this as the main pillars that we can use to drive the economy as they are in existence. Thank you.
Chief, you've done all of this without waiting for government funding. Why was that important?
Well, that is our lifestyle. We grew up contributing each family for anything that we wanted to do, being either the dams or the school buildings and all these other things. So, and we are used to working together. We've got a program that is called Letsema, which each family can assist another one. So these are something that we have always been familiar with. So it was not necessary for us to wait for government if we feel government was a bit far and was not coming. And we seeing our people lives being deteriorated and our kids losing confidence in themselves, resorting to going into drugs and all other crimes, and we felt we need to take everything on our hands, and if government comes, it will find us on the way. Thank you.
When we talk about tourism, you've added a whole new layer to tourism: museums, village visits, cultural stories. Where are the tourists coming from, and how do they find out about you, and what are they saying about the experience?
Well, firstly, how do they come, or how do we find them? Our area, Bilansberg, has always been one of the major tourist attraction areas since Botswana, because of Sun City. So, and what we realize is that they only come here, or they are only focusing on game viewing or safari. They've never knew about the interesting activities that were we are having in our villages. So we felt we should explore that and expose it to them. And we know that tourists only come for experience. Now we added that leg of over and above the safari, they could also have another angle of tourist attraction in the villages so that they can experience our lifestyle.
So what kind of things do you show these tourists?
We show them basically our lives. We live something that is different to them. How we sustain ourselves, for instance, how we prepare our food, how we produce, how we conduct our farming, which is mostly, even for that matter, very healthy, because we have always been having the food that is organic, whereas you guys have introduced the GMOs to us, and it's really killing us.
Don't blame me. I'm not a fan. Chief, I know there's also a focus on heritage and storytelling. How has that changed the way people in your community see themselves?
Well, it has really brought back their confidence. They now believe in themselves. As we're speaking, yesterday I was hosting a delegation from Namibia of traditional leaders who have come and learn and benchmark with what we are doing. And we thought it was a small thing, but look, it has already gone beyond our borders. And there were a lot of old ladies there and young ones performing and cooking and showing how we prepare food, like when we prepare our own soya soga and all that. All these things, they felt that it's something that they also knew from years ago, but it has gone from their side. So they've even requested that we create an MOU so that we can come and assist them to revive these things. So I find it very interesting because it shows how Africans used to live.
And obviously you're talking Namibia, but do you think other communities in South Africa could also use the model you're using, and what would it take for them to copy you?
We have already had several of communities around South Africa. 2 weeks back, I was hosting a delegation of the Griquas from Cape Town and from Kimberley. They say some of them used to live in the former Griqualand East, others from Griqualand West. Now they also see what we are doing, and they see they can use that for their own development of their communities and themselves. Because one thing for sure, this allows ordinary people to participate, because it does not require much capital input. All what you need is their knowledge that can be transferred or shared with the young generations to know how we used to live years gone by.